You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
In spirit and in truth.
A Certain Sound with Jim Cernero. We are delighted to be with you again. I am blessed to have with me a friend of mine who I've known for many, many years, and who over the last 8 years has been just a wonderful support of my ministry. When I stepped out into this new season, I needed people who would believe in what God had shown me and the new season that he was bringing me into, and this man was gracious enough to invite me to his church, and now I believe I've been here to Oasis of Power Church about 8 or 9 times in the last 8 years, and you've all become family to us, amen. And so, Apostle Ronald Solly, I want to say a thank you to you, man of God, for your graciousness to my ministry and for being a friend,
amen.
And I am so blessed to have this opportunity to do this interview with you.
Amen.
Apostle, before we go any further, I want you to tell the people how you were brought into this new level of the deeper things of the Spirit of God and how He began to use you in the gifts of the Spirit.
Thank you so much. I was born in Africa and I was raised up in a church where the fire of God was demonstrated, and the pursuit and hunger for God was so deep in my heart that I went after the Lord, spent about a year spending the night in our church praying and pressing in. I'll go to church, pray all night, worship, and then the next day I'll go to school. And from there, the Lord began to give me the instruction about the future, how He had called me to go to the nations, and the instructions He had for me. He told me He's going to take me to different parts of the world to preach the gospel. So when He sent me to America, He gave me an assignment, and He told me, I want you to go to America, and I'm going to use you to release a fire to cause an awakening in the nation.
Now that was a big step for a young man.
Yes, very big
How
step.
How old were you, Apostle, when you did when this step?
I was 16.
16?
Yes, I was 16 when I began
That's
to pursue.
That's amazing,
God.
To leave your mother and father
yes.
and your family.
Amen.
But you had definitely heard the call of the Lord.
Yes, exactly. I had the call of the Lord and I began to step out by faith. And at 16, I began to evangelize and witness in Africa. And I traveled to different parts of Africa, preaching the gospel, witnessing, and I'll come back. And then Lord sent me to Europe. I went to Europe and I was in Europe for some time. Then I came to America.
Praise God. That is awesome. Now, when did the gifts of the Spirit begin to start operating through your ministry?
Thank you so much. The gifts of the Spirit began to operate through my ministry after 1 year of pressing in and also stepping up by faith. Immediately, God began to release the word of knowledge, revelation, knowledge, wisdom, and miracles. I began to experience miracles. In one specific meeting, my pastor was supposed to come and speak, and I was there to help because I was on his entourage and team doing videography and several other things. So I got there early to make sure everything is fine before he comes, but for some reason he couldn't make it. So the host pastor said, well, the choir had been singing and the speaker can't make it. So he said, since one of his team members is here, we're going to ask him to preach. So I didn't know what to say. So I took the microphone and I began to say the same things that my pastor was saying. I said, if you came sick, God is going to heal you. Miracles are going to happen. Blind eyes are going to open. Jesus is Lord. Those are a few things I said. And immediately I said, the sick come forward. I made an altar call for salvation. I told the sick to come forward. So the sick came forward. When they came forward, I began to lay hands on them. Miracles began to happen. That was an eye opener.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So miracles are for today, Apostle?
Miracles are for today. Jesus is the same yesterday, today,
Amen.
And forever. Miracles are for today.
I ask that kind of facetiously because some people believe that they are not for today. They believe that the Holy Spirit moved in the book of Acts and that book, that chapter ended, and today there's no manifestation. But I have been a part of a ministry, as you well know, where I've seen mighty, mighty miracles, and in my own ministry, mighty, mighty miracles take place. So no one could ever convince me that God does not move in the miraculous, because like you said, He's the same Jesus yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know, the Bible says in Luke chapter 5 verse 17 that Jesus entered a certain village, and the Bible says something amazing. It says, as He was teaching, as He was speaking, as the word of God was going out of His mouth, the Bible says the power of the Lord was present to heal.
Amen.
That tells me something. Amen. If Jesus hasn't changed, and we know He hasn't, when He's speaking through a man of God like yourself or myself or other men of God, the power of the Lord is present to heal. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what happened when you just took a step of faith in that instance.
Amen.
Praise God. And ever since then, he's been using you. How many years ago was that, Apostle?
That was about 14, 15, let me see. That's about 16 years ago.
Wow. Praise God. And ever since then, the miracles and the power of God has been flowing through you in a powerful way.
In a very spectacular way.
Now amen. Come on, give God praise for that. Now, I get asked this question a lot, and I want to turn it around and ask you. I've been asked many times, what's the greatest miracle you've seen either in Pastor Benny's ministry when you were with him, or even in your own ministry? So I'm going to ask you, what is the greatest miracle that you've seen in your ministry?
Thank you so much. Now, we know very well, when somebody gives their life to Jesus, that's the greatest miracle, because Jesus purchased our freedom, and through the blood of Jesus we are saved. But when we talk about physical healing, supernatural healing, deliverance, when we talk about that kind of manifestation of the Holy Spirit, one of the greatest miracles I've seen is the miracle of raising the dead. Amen. I've been in several situations where I had to release my faith to raise the dead. One of them was here in Delray Beach, and the other ones were in Africa, where I had to call people back to life. And can I share the one from here in America?
Yes, please.
Yes, I was in my office in West Palm, and we received a call that the sister that had renounced voodoo became very sick, and they took her to the hospital, but the hospital could not find out what the problem was with her, so they didn't know what to do. So I told them, the family, take her home. So they carried her and took her back home, because the hospital couldn't figure out what the problem was. So when they took her home, the situation became very worse. So by the time we got to the house, she was totally dead, gone. And she was laying down there in the living room, and they were crying and they were sad. So me and my team, we arrived in there. I sat in a couch, and I told the team to begin to pray. So they began to pray. As they were praying, I just began to meditate on God and wait on him. And as I waited on him, I told the team, okay, this is the time. I had a release in my spirit. And I said, this is the time. So I told my team, pause. So they all paused. They stopped praying. And immediately, I called her name. And as soon as I called her name, it took a few seconds, and then this person was motionless, responded.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. That is an awesome, awesome testimony of the miraculous power of God. Well, praise God. You know, Apostle, I believe the Lord has raised you up here in the United States as well as in other countries to bring about revival. Amen.
Amen.
A revival in the hearts of men. We need a revival here in America. We need the certain sound of the gospel of Jesus Christ to go forward unhindered by men who are not ashamed of the gospel, who are not intimidated, but they walk in the authority of the word of God. Can you say amen, church?
Amen.
I shared it this morning at the service that I believe one of the things that the enemy has robbed from the body of Christ is their true identity in him, who they really are in him. Amen?
Amen.
He said, greater things shall you do. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But how many believers, how many Christians really live at that level? Amen?
Amen.
And I believe God is going to restore the church's identity in him and the authority, the apostolic authority that he has given men like you and others, that he's going to restore it to the people of God, and people are going to function and operate in the dimension of the anointing of the Holy Spirit that we see in the Bible, in the book of Acts and other books of the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm excited to know you. I'm excited to be blessed by your ministry, and I want the people to be able to find you, Apostle, on social media, and I believe you're even on a local TV station. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell
yes.
us about it, Apostle.
Thank you so much. Yes, God has given us favor. We're on a CTN here locally. It covers several towns and counties. We are on also, you can follow us on our website, powerevangelism.net. We're also on Facebook. You can like us on Facebook and Apostle Ronald Sally. We're also on Twitter, and it's under Jesse Holy, and then also we're on Periscope and Apostle Ronald Sally. Amen.
Praise God. All of those you'll see on your screen as the program is ending, and you can connect with Apostles Ministry, and we're going to believe God for mighty things to happen through your ministry. And they can also find your teachings and your videos and your CDs. Is that correct as well, Apostle?
Yes, you can find our books and also teachings and videos, DVDs on our website, powerevangelism.net. And he continued to do that for many days. It says, now the Philistines, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 1, gathered together the armies to battle, and were gathered together at Shochoh, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shochoh and Azekah in Ephes-Zedemim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span, and he had a helmet of brass upon his head. He was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. When you go to verse 8, so I'm going to take my text. He stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and you servants to Saul? Choose you a man. Choose you a man, you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall he be our servants and servers. The devil wants you to serve him, to serve his interests, to serve his purposes. The mystery behind sickness, financial hardships, problems in marriage, ministry, strife, is to serve the enemy. Serving the interests of the devil means you live in fear, doubt, disarray, confusion. You live in misery. You live in state of depression, witchcraft. That's what is going on today in the land. A lot of witchcraft is being released through television, radio. Manipulations are being released through books like Harry Potter and other things that go on. You have to understand that when people get exposure to Wicca witchcraft, in America it sounds like myth, it sounds like a game, but you have to understand, I come from Africa, so I know when a witch says they're going to kill you, it's not a joke, they mean it, and you cannot sue them. Where are you going to sue them? Nowhere. But there is something about what Goliath said to these people of Israel that put them to a state of shock and not wanting to fight. They were so paranoid. But there was a man that had a revelation of who God is, and his name is David. What made a difference between David and the people of Israel was that the oil came on him
When Samuel came to anoint the sons of Jesse, it came on David. So when he walked to bring food to his brothers, and he had the giant tongue, the anointing was stirred up within him to face the giant. Your giant only has a voice as long as the anointing in your life has been put to sleep. Once that anointing wakes up, the giant will be silenced. Hallelujah. That's why God brought you here, to silence those giants in your life. Tonight, before you leave this place, that giant that has been trying to torment your children, torment your finances, torment your family, is going to be put to flight. The interest of the devil is for you to turn your back on God and die. That's why Job was encouraged. The enemy tried to mislead him through his wife, telling him, curse God and die, because of what he was going through. No. Worship God and live. If anything has told you God ain't going to hear your prayer, it's a liar. God is going to hear your prayer. As you worship him, you shall live. As you praise him, you shall overcome. Before I finish, giants have a voice. What gives them the voice is you allowing them to take position in your territory. Judah means praise. Why do the Philistines gather at Shok, which belongeth to Judah? The enemy wants to take from you praise. When you allow him to take the praise that God has given to you, then he can speak to you. What the enemy will do is to try to distract you. If he can't stop you, he's going to try to distract you. When you're distracted, you make bad decisions. When you're distracted, you continue to procrastinate when it comes to things that have to do with God's instructions. We're gathered here in this facility, not just to witness the power of God, but to experience revelation of who Jesus is. The best way to learn is by experience. Experience is the best teacher. God has said in his word, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And he says in his word, the anointing destroys the yoke. The giant tormented them for many days. It says in verse 14, David was the youngest, and the three elders followed Saul. In verse 23, and he talked with them. Behold, there came up a champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath, while he was fellowshipping. Began to challenge them. In verse 25, and the man of Israel said, have you seen this man that it come up, shall to defy Israel? Is he come up? It shall be that the man that killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spoke to the man that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth the Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? Everybody say, all reproach against me shall be removed tonight. Shout hallelujah. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? That devil, the witch, the wizard, the sickness, the disease brought reproach against you. But God is going to crush it by his glory and anointing upon your life. Tonight, he's going to turn it around in the name of Jesus. That's why I love to pray for the sick and the oppressed. Because I believe it's the plan of God for them to be free. The enemy is trying to bring reproach against you, so he can break your confidence. He wants to attack your children. He wants to attack your husband. He wants to attack your wife. He wants to attack your relationship with God. He wants to continue to be a destruction. The reason why Saul and the armies of Israel never wanted to fight against this Philistine, because they saw the giant as a hindrance, as somebody that was going to take them out. And nobody wanted to face him, not even the king. But the young man called David had a revelation about the glory, about God, about who God is. And he was ready to face the giant. You came here because you're going to face the giant. And the giant is going to be crushed.
Apostle, would you do me a favor? Would you stretch your hands toward the camera and toward the people? God is about to minister in a mighty way to your need. And I believe the apostle and I are going to agree together. The Bible says if any two, it shall happen. And we agree now for your healing. And I'm just going to ask you to just begin in the audience here to begin to pray softly in the spirit, just quietly praying in the spirit, believing God for the minister. No one walking around, no one moving in the auditorium, please. And as the Spirit of God begins to minister in a powerful way. Father, we just thank you. You said in your word, you are the God that heals, Lord. In Exodus 15:26, God, you're still the same. You're still the I am. You're still the God who heals. You said in the word that you sent your word and healed them, Father. And so now we thank you, God, as we agree with the people today for healing, that miracles will go forth through these airwaves. And Father, mighty things will happen in the name of Jesus. As we're praying, as we're believing here, I believe there's somebody with a vision situation. I believe it's a detached retina. You're watching, and you're watching through a haze and through a blur. And I believe right now the word of the Lord is coming to you, and he's healing that detached retina in Jesus' mighty name. I declare you healed by the power of God and your sight restored in the name of Jesus. We praise you for that, Father. There's also somebody watching that is in a deep, deep depression today. I speak that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed, and that bondage is broken off of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for healing in Jesus' mighty name. If the Lord is giving you any words of knowledge, Apostle, please feel free to speak.
Yes, Father, thank you and I bless you, because there's nothing impossible with you. All things are possible with them that believe. I decree and I declare that by your stripes your children are healed. Yes, there is someone here, you have a sharp migraine. It's really been bothering you for about 3 years. Be healed by the stripes of Jesus. Also, Jesus, a skin condition has been healed in the name of Jesus. Irregular heartbeat. Somebody with an irregular heartbeat, be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, there is someone else here. You've been confused and you're dealing with a lot of doubt. The Lord delivers you from doubt. Yes, you can believe and God can do it for you in Jesus'
name.
There's
someone watching here. Amen. Someone watching. This is the most unusual word of knowledge I have ever received. There's someone watching who was accidentally shot, and the bullet is lodged in your brain, and God is about to bring about a complete restoration and a healing. Can we say praise God in this room? And you're about to go through surgery. The Lord is going to guide the hands of the surgery, and you will be restored 100%. That's the word of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We bind cancer in the name of Jesus in this room. And also, Lord, as we call it out across the airwaves, nothing's too hard for you. We thank you for healing, God. We speak deliverance from cancer. Cancer cells shrink in the name of Jesus and come back to normal in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for it. And Father, we thank you also for your saving, delivering power in the name of Jesus tonight. Lord, those who do not know you as Lord and Savior, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you will visit them by your Holy Spirit and reveal your Son, Jesus Christ, to them. We ask in the mighty name of Jesus. And the church said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you're watching us tonight and you're wondering about this Jesus that we've been talking about and his Holy Spirit that's performed these many miracles, I want you to know that you can know him. You can know him in an intimate way as your Lord and Savior. And God will begin to use you just like he's used Apostle Ronald Solly and myself. And he'll give you a purpose. He'll give you a plan for your life. And he'll minister and restore your identity to what he originally created you to be. So all you have to do is ask him into your heart. The Bible says if you believe on him, you will be saved. Confess him with your mouth and you are saved. And if you've done that tonight, write into the website on the screen tonight, today, write in to tell us about what God has done. If you've been healed, as you've been watching, as that word of knowledge was going forth tonight, write in and share your testimony. And be sure to tune in again to Certain Sound with Jim Cernero. God bless you, and remember to make a certain sound with your life and with your words. God bless you. We'll see you again. Amen. Can we give Jesus a praise? Thank you, Apostle. Amen.
I was at home, and a friend of mine called me and told me about the meeting tonight. And I was with my mom, and I said, well, you know, we're not ready, but let's try to get there as soon as possible. She knows I've been suffering from back pain for about a year and a half. This is really trying for me because at church I do dance ministry, and that has kind of stopped me from worshiping as the way I used to. But not only the back pain affected my vertebrae, it also started affecting my hip, and I was having a big pain when I was coming in. When he was praying for me, I felt the touch of the Lord. It was very gentle, the way that it was moving my back, moving everything. And once I was on the floor, I still felt such a gentle presence of God. I wasn't ready to really be picked up. It's really nice to stay like that. But now that I'm moving and checking everything, I don't feel the pain that I can. Thank you, Lord.
To God be the glory for the things he has. What is it in English?
Summarizing the testimony, he has a friend of his that spent the last 3 years going left and right with some sort of a sickness, and he could not be healed. He went to several hospitals, but he was not. They could not even diagnose what the sickness was. And he was telling him about the miracles and the healing that was happening in power evangelism. So the friend wrote a prayer request and gave it to him. So he took it. He placed it in the prayer box, and then when he went back to the friend went to a hospital, and they diagnosed it. They could not find the sickness in him. He was completely healed. And so because of this powerful miracle, so he wrote a Thanksgiving note and sent it to you.
Praise the Lord. That's a miracle. So this is your friend who wrote this? That's the one?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Came from prostate cancer. No cancer in his body.
Right,
God be the praise. Hallelujah. That's amazing, God. Why don't you give the Jesus a best clap
of
praise? That's the Lord that heals people from cancer. That's not a possibility. That's Jesus. He deserves the glory. A better clap of praise for the Lord. Hold your offering in your hand. We're
going to
pray. Father, I ask you to bless the sower and bless their seed, rebuke the devourer. In the name of
Jesus,
we take authority over the curse of poverty. We destroy it in Jesus' name. Amen. The ashes are going to pick up the offering. Where were we last night?
Boyton.
Boy, thank you. We were in Boyton, eh? Can you hear the interpreter? You can hear the interpreter? Huh? Can you hear the interpreter? They cannot hear the interpreter. You can hear me though. You hear the interpreter?
Yeah, praise the Lord. Okay. Somebody received the teeth. I spoke dental miracles. Can you come testify? Where is she? Where's Sister Tafma? Come tell us what God did for you. I know she's shy, but she can do it. Come with your sister, come with your auntie, whatever, your cousin. Wendy, come with her. Thank you. You know, some people are scared of the crowd. Let's see what God did for this. You know, that's amazing, a tooth to grow in a service. You gotta hear this from myself. To God be the glory for this praise report. God still does miracles. Tell us what God did for you. You speak English or Creole, whatever. Or African if you can. Bwana amefanya nini? Hebu tuambie sasa. Siogope.
Hallelujah. I give God praise for.
Can you hear? Okay, go ahead. You want your cousin to say it for you? Okay, let the cousin tell. You can talk for her. Thank you. That's a lot of people. This is a big house.
Hallelujah. She wants to give God praise because there was a side in the back of her mouth where she didn't have a tooth, and every time she would eat there, she would always complain it was uncomfortable. And then yesterday, she passed her tongue over there, and she felt that there was a tooth growing in. And then when she checked, and I even checked, and there is a tooth there now. She gave God praise for that.
Someone said, miracle still happened. Can you translate that, please?
Li te gen un bois nan bouche li kote ke li pat gen dans la dani et chaque fois la manger li te vraiment li pat confortable pou li kounya hier la bout sa li te prophétiser ça kounya bil passer langue li la dani bi dan commencer grandi et même li checker tout li wè dan grandi nan tout a kote pat gen dan.
Now she can enjoy your food because God made his teeth. Now only God can make teeth grow instantly. I think Jesus deserves a better clap offering than that. Come on, somebody clap to Jesus for the powerful praise report. Samba say hallelujah. 6. You came with the Bible. Turn to Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. It says, then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, he answered and said unto me, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. For the next 5 to 7 minutes, I'm going to speak some powerful revelation into your spirit. This is going to unlock your faith for anything you want tonight. Whatever you believe in God for, God is going to do it tonight. Anything. Anything you want. Say, I receive it. The Bible says, then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord. And this is about saying, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. The power of God is so real that when we unlock and release our faith, it will move regardless of any atmosphere or any opposition structured against us. When we are in the glory, everybody say, in the glory. When we're in the glory, we are not limited to natural atmospheres or gravity or any limitations in the natural or any conditions. Now look at Thripo and tell him, God is about to deliver you. No, I didn't hear what you said. Say, God is about to deliver you. Tell your neighbor, God is about to deliver you. Say it again. God is about to deliver you. Say it again. No. Say like you meant it. So if God is going to deliver you, you have to be in the atmosphere where he's moving. Now, when we see the scripture here, we see two powerful keys. The first one is the Spirit of God, which is which operates when the Father is glorified. Now watch this. When the Father created the world we live in, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. Now you understand that he spoke and said, let there be light, and light was. The word that he spoke, that's Jesus in action. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word is God. So the word spoken by God is not gonna go back to him void, but it will accomplish what it has been sent for. So the word of God is spoken in the spirit, not in the flesh. Why is it difficult for people in the world to believe the word of God today? Because it has to make sense to them. So the woman with the issue of blood, she touched the hem of his garment because she believed that the fountain of her bleeding is going to dry when she touches him. So when she touched him in faith, believing that the bleeding will stop. She didn't touch him with her understanding. She purposed in her heart, so she violated protocol. A woman touching a man in the Jewish culture would have been considered as very disrespectful. Number two, Jesus had security, and there was a crowd compassed around him and masses following him, and she pressed through the crowds and she broke the protocol. So what she did must have been spiritual, not physical. The revelation I want to share with you this evening is that your miracle is accessible when you break protocol. Can I hear an amen to that? You have to be willing to break all protocol, any limitations, to enter into the realm where the supernatural will manifest in your life. So how do we remove these barriers that hinder us from receiving our healing and deliverance? Number one, we must be willing to be misunderstood. You came here tonight because you risked, you stepped out of your comfort zone. I guarantee you, when the hurricane came, it was supposed to destroy buildings and property and roads and shut down the entire system. The Lord intercepted it because he had to break protocol. The models had predicted that it was going to come hit this area. But after we prayed, the Lord kicked it out of our way and sent it somewhere else. Can I amen to that? So we can have a crusade so people can be free to worship him. Can I amen to that? Let me continue. God wants to break the power of poverty, lack, and any type of roadblock in your life, but it has to take you to break out of the ordinary thinking and risk taking. Somebody said, I must be a risk taker to experience the supernatural. So you must be willing to lose your reputation. You must be willing to be misunderstood. You must be willing to be misquoted if you want to experience the power of God. Can I amen to that? Now it says, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. Our might and our strength has limitations. Technology is limited. There's something called reverse engineering. Listen, if the Chinese were able to steal a drone, or the Iranians stole an American drone and took it to China or to Iran, they can reverse engineer it and develop something similar. It may not be as powerful, but it will be similar. So they'll take technology that has been invested in billions of dollars and they'll get it for cheap. That's what hackers do. If they break into your computer, they can steal your confidential information, steal your password, your passwords, your social security number, stuff like that. So they access information and take the wealth you've worked for many years. You've been trying to build credit for many years. So they'll take it within hours or minutes. So that's what the enemy does. His intention is to infiltrate into your life and mess up your life, to break your focus. But there is something about God that the devil cannot do. There's things that God has given us as believers to access that the devil cannot even in one way access. Number one, God has given us the right to use the name of Jesus. Satan cannot do that. Somebody say hallelujah. The Bible says, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Satan cannot do that. So at any time when you call Jesus, you can be delivered and set free. Satan cannot call upon Jesus. Why? Because the blood of Jesus was not shed for the devil. It was shed for you and me. Number two, we have access to the Holy Spirit as believers. We can withdraw, receive, and connect with the Holy Spirit in our heart. When we reach out by faith, the devil cannot do that. Number three, we have access to restoration. God can restore you and me totally to 100% when we believe and receive and surrender. The devil cannot do that. He can never be restored. He can never recover. But you as a believer, you can recover and you can be restored. The Bible says a righteous man falls 7 times and God pick him up. No matter how many times you've fallen, God can pick you up. Before I finish, the glory is a wave. The glory is a release. The glory is an atmosphere. The glory is a manifestation. When the Spirit of the Lord is moving in a generation or in a people, He manifests in dimensions. He can manifest in the glory cloud in the form of a dove. It's all in the Bible. When Jesus Christ was baptized, the Spirit of God came upon Him in the form of a dove. Tonight, when the Spirit of God fell in this room, you were worshiping. When He came, people are getting healed. Let's clap to Jesus for that. While He's still here, you're going to get liberty, not only in your health, but in your mind, in your finances, in your health, and every area of your life. Why? Because the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Freedom from bondage. So who is the Spirit of God? What does the Spirit of God do? And how does He maneuver and shift and penetrate barriers of men? You see, the Bible says the tradition makes the word of God of no effect. When we are bound in our traditions infect us with perception that is defiled. This woman comes to anoint Jesus, and people thought she had a devil. They thought she was a Delilah. They said, "What's the woman doing here?" But she came to anoint His feet, and she was crying and her tears. And when she did this, it was a perfect sacrifice. It came from her heart. She was preparing Jesus for the journey that He was about to take. Nobody had the revelation she had. And the Lord was able to recognize it because it came from her heart. She broke tradition. She stepped where no woman could step and did what no man was willing to do. I want to make a statement here. If you want to be healed tonight, you want to be delivered, you got to be willing to do what other people are not willing to do. You got to be willing to speak it, to decree it, to declare it, to step out and confess and profess what God says about you. Totally. Healing is free. Deliverance is free. Miracles are free. We don't pay for them. We believe and receive. How do you receive healing? How do you receive deliverance? You simply say, "I believe and I receive it." Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. The church was born in power. It's going to be raptured in power. One more scripture I want to give you before I finish. It says in the book of Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. When you study the scripture, what you see here are keys. "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Before I finish, demons penetrate areas where there is sin, where there is iniquity, and there is unbelief. They reign, they have access, they dominate. Because that area is occupied by sin. Yet the Bible said, "Sin shall not have dominion over us because of the blood of Jesus." I was preaching in Africa, and I went to a city, at this place, they had no rain. They were in a drought. I met the chief. And we were walking to go to an event in the mountains and hills. And he said, we introduced ourselves. And he said, welcome. And I said, what do you want? He said, we have no rain. I said, rain is coming. In less than an hour, it was raining. Are you ready for this? Your problem has been there for years, but just because you came into this atmosphere, God is going to remove it in the next few minutes. There's nothing about what I said that made things shift. It's the Christ in me that took over the word I spoke and manifested and shook and rendered the heavens. Why? Because it's written, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. So when you decree, it is not you, but the God in you that decrees it. Greater is he that is in me than the devil that is in this world. When the Spirit of God comes upon you and me, we become supernatural. When the Spirit of God comes upon you and me, we become unstoppable. Hallelujah. Impossible means nothing. Hallelujah. Can I hear amen to that? Which means your hair can grow. Which means you can come out of debt. Which means you can be delivered from multiple sclerosis or any type of hypertension. Which means you can be free from sugar diabetes. You can be free from arrhythmias. You can be free from mental illness. You can be free from all disease. Why? Because Jesus is your healer. Let me say this as I finish. Scorpions. What are scorpions? These are stubborn problems. A scorpion has venom in it. Serpents represent deception, witchcraft. Scorpion means stubborn. They're like termites. They're like cockroaches. They're like so annoying. Like ants, they just don't want to go. They stick right there. You fight, they fight. But the Bible say, hallelujah, glory to God. I give unto you power to what? To tread. Everybody say tread. What do you do to defeat that scorpion? Step on it. Crush it. Speak the word. Prophesy. Decree. Declare. So when you decree in the morning, decree again at lunchtime, decree during dinner, decree in the midnight hour. Don't stop there. Wake up at 3 a.m. and speak against it. Samus, hallelujah. And while you're praying, don't stop. Wake up and decree and then go to sleep. In your dream, decree. When you wake up, decree. Samus, hallelujah. I have power and authority to change the atmosphere in my life because greater is he that is in me than the devil that is in this world. Take the word of God serious. It is not a lie. It is true. I was in Africa and we were preparing to minister that evening. So me and my fellow minister who happened to go at a shopping center market place to pick up some stuff. As we were walking back, before we began to, I'm going to share two experiences with this brother quickly before I begin to pray. There were two experiences, and God was training me in the early days of my ministry not to flee but to stand your ground. So, a whirlwind came while we were in the marketplace. It was so huge. It looked like a mini tornado. Just like that. Picked up all the dust in that area. Big and huge, wide, and people began to run. They fled, there's traders, and everybody was running. And then me and him were standing, what's going on? And then it began to come. He ran. I stood there, I could not run. While it was heading towards me, I just rebuked it. I said, stop. The moment I said stop, it stopped right there. And stayed right there and could not get anywhere close to me. It stayed right there. Somebody say hallelujah. And suddenly it turned and began to chase the preacher that was running. It ran through him and picked up dust and picked up stuff, threw stuff and ran away. And people say, who's that guy there? It's a nobody, but he has a God in him. Who's somebody? Somebody said, no retreat, no surrender. You don't give up, you don't quit, you don't surrender. You stand your ground and declare, I must see the salvation of the Lord. Me and him were walking back, and we happened to go through a soccer field. As walking through the soccer field, a snake. Now, in America, you don't have flying snakes. You have crawling snakes. And they got some flying snakes in Africa and also in India. So when you go to India, make sure that, you know, you pray. So the way they fly, they coil themselves around and then they project. And then fly from this spot to the other spot, just like shoop. So they with the tang out, so they can strike. So me and him are walking, and then he sees this snake. So once he sees it, he screams out in Swahili, Nyoka! That means serpent. So he jumps. I didn't see it. All I just did is rebuke. Everybody said rebuke. When you have authority, you just take authority. I said, in the name of Jesus, the snake was flying. I saw it flying, coming. It was struck down right there. And it disappeared. Because the glory of God struck it. Are you ready for this? Scorpions do not win when you stand your ground. You win. All your problems that have been hindering you for years, today they've met their match. The glory is here. Are you ready? Turn to myself by my neighbor. God will not leave you in that situation. When you believe, he will set you free supernaturally. I want to finish by saying this. A problem has a name. Just give it a name. That's all you got to do. Find out what the name is and then call Jesus. And a problem will cease to be a problem. It's going to become a stepping stone. When Jesus comes, he destroys the foundation of bondage. When Jesus comes, he removes the confidence of the enemy. When Jesus comes, he uplifts your soul and he empowers you to decree victory over the enemy. And you receive your healing and deliverance now. Lift up your hand and say, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. By the stripes of Jesus, I am delivered. By the stripes of Jesus, I am free from bandages of hell. By the stripes of Jesus, I am coming out of bondage. In the name of Jesus, let's give a shout of praise. Come on, you can do better than that for Jesus. So I am ready to pray for anyone that wants salvation. If you don't know Jesus in your heart.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to another great edition of Piercing Darkness, Power Edge Ministries, brought by Apostle Ronald Solly. Don't forget, next Friday, April 19th, we have Good Friday service in Delray Beach at the DF campuses. Next Friday, April the 19th at 7:30 p.m. at 400 South Swinton Avenue. For more information, please go to powerevangelism.net or call for prayer or for more information at 561-337-9018. And also we have Easter Sunday morning service in Green Acres. And Sunday evening, we'll be in Delray Beach at the same location for a Resurrection Miracle Easter service at 7:30 p.m. at the DAF Campus Auditorium, 400 South Swinton Avenue with Apostle Ronald Solly. It is free to come to anybody in the community, and it's free parking, so you're all welcome to come. And Good Friday, we'll have Holy Communion, so if you want to come and participate in Holy Communion and have fellowship with other Christian believers, you're welcome to come. Again, it's on Power Evangelism.